Yo, what the fuck is up, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit? If you think I'm fucking swearing too fucking much, well, don't listen to this fucking show, you tight-ass piece of shit!
BDO Radio show number, is it 22 or 23 now? Actually, let me check the list. This is how lost I am right now. Yes, it's 23. We are January 10, year 2009. Really early morning. It's like, what time is it? It's 5:33 a.m. in Montreal, Canada, the time I'm recording this. But hang on. I'm gonna do a little something here. I'm gonna grab a clock. We're gonna go in a time zone where it's not that late. Okay, 2:35. Okay, so in Tokyo, it's 2:35 p.m. So there we go. That's just perfect. So it's 2:35 p.m. in Tokyo. And yeah, because that just sounds way better than 5:35 a.m. I mean, I actually just finished producing a piece that actually will air in this very show. I'm going to talk about that later on. And I don't know. Tonight, I actually went a little bit BDO style, worked on the newest notifier, which I'll also be talking about. And then I actually decided, you know what, I'll produce that little piece. And I figured I was just ready to produce show number 23 at this point. I got a very quick method to assemble these now. So I figure I'm not going to actually go too late into the night making this show any more than I already am. So, you know, at this point, this is the time where you go, screw it. You know what? It's so far past the time where a show went to bed that, you know, who cares if I go another hour or two or three? Anyway, worst case, I'll just not go to bed. Anyways, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. It's a Friday night going on Saturday, so it really doesn't matter at all. So I'm just basically enjoying myself. Show number 23, the first one of the year 2009. Proud to announce that we do it in the month of January. Yes, right in the month of January. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's the shit, y'all. I was actually wondering there for a second if I had recorded a podcast in 2009. No, but show number 22 is from December in 2008. Reason why I think that is because I remember saying this on a live show. I did a live show on January 1st, so that would be on New Year's Day. And, well, that's how we opened the year, with a show, a live one, and now this podcast. So, what's in this podcast? Well, first off, I want to mention the episode of the Samson Haley Chronicles. Yes, since Drug Ring 2167, which, once again, I'm going to talk about a little later, since Drug Ring 2167 has been completed, I feel that now I have much more time to produce other stuff, such as these podcasts and cool things like the Samson Haley Chronicles, which is much easier of a series to do. So I brought it back into the show. You're going to have episode 3 of the Samson Haley Chronicles, and I want to make a note about that just to give you a comparison. Episode 12 of Drug Ring 2167. Let's consider this one really a huge monster of an episode. It's 1 hour long, and the way I produced Drug Ring 2167 takes quite a lot of time. The production time for that episode was around 60 hours. Not 16, 60 hours. The production time for the episode of the Samson Haley Chronicles, which lasts roughly 9 minutes, in this podcast was 1 hour and a half. So you get an idea that, you know, I'm going to have my hands free now since I don't have to focus so much on putting all the effort on Drug Ring 2167, which was the case while I was producing it, because it's such a monster to make that it delays everything else I can do for BDO. So while Drug Ring 2167 was an excellent project, people loved it, I enjoyed doing it, it was a time monger for BDO, and it's a good thing that it's over for two reasons. We have finally a complete story, and I can actually resume on cool stuff like the Samson Haley Chronicles. Yes, the spinoff that I introduced after producing the first half of Drug Ring 2167. This time, the second half is over, so we're going to see more of those actually on the way in future podcasts as well. Episode 4, 5, 6. I don't have an end for that one. I don't plan on doing those cataclysmic endings of Drug Ring 2167 series. I'm going to do it more of a continuous series. Sometimes I'm going to give a little closure on a few aspects, but we're going to keep it open, constantly open. So yeah, that's for the Samson Haley Chronicles in this podcast.
Before I resume speaking, there's a shot of vodka on my desk and it's going to get warm. It's actually nice frozen vodka. Well, it's not ice, but you get the idea. It was in the freezer. It's really, really, really cold. And I want it cold like this. So I don't want it to warm up. So I'm going to have this now.
Ah, oh yeah. Ah, that hits the spot. Fixes up the winter throat. Goddamn winter throat. Yeah, you probably hear it in the show. And that nasty winter throat thing going on. It's all good. Anyways, about this show, another thing. Now, we're probably going to get a very great surprise in the last segment of the show. I'm going to have a very special guest at the beginning of the segment. Who's going to pass by in the studio, and I think people will be very happy to hear this guest. It's a nice surprise. I'm not going to say who it is. And what else? The skits are all basically brand new. I know that. I don't know exactly which ones I'm including in the podcast. I'm just going to fish them out because I haven't assembled the podcast yet, right? I'm still recording it. I know I have a whole bunch of new skits still yet to be aired in a podcast, so I'm actually going to go grab those. And let's not forget, in the segment right after this one, the BDO News with your host, Bong Lit Up, and your weatherman, Alexander Hash. And that's something I brought back in show number 22 and is going to stay for as long as I want it, which is probably going to be a very long time. It's good to have those two guys back. As I move toward the end of the segment, I would like to make a few mentions of things that have happened at BDO since the last podcast. First off, big, huge, monstrous thing, Drug Ring 2167 is now officially completed. Episode number 12 was released, and by the time this very show airs, episode number 12 should be available for download. Type in your web browser www.bdoradio.com/dr2167. And that will take you to the Drug Ring 2167 page where you got the episodes list. And Drug Ring 2167 episode number 12 entitled Home should be available for download. So that is, you have no idea how much weight that is off my shoulders and off BDO's shoulders. And at the same time, you have no idea how happy I am to finally have a whole podcast that lasts 6.5 hours total. Call it a whole podcast, a whole radio play, excuse me, that lasts 6.5 hours whole. And to be able to call it our own, to be able to call it BDO Radio's own. That is just plain cool, in my opinion. And it's going to come back on the playlist every now and then at BDO Radio as well. But I do rely on the downloads to be effective for everybody. If you want to listen to Drug Ring 2167, I recommend you download all the episodes on the page I mentioned, www.bdoradio.com/dr2167. So that's for Drug Ring 2167, the big, grand, super finale. Episode number 12 is actually an hour long, and it's a huge hit, so go get that as soon as you can. Now, other things at BDO. You may have noticed a big BDO notifier wave in December of 2006, where I reopened the project of writing that application, the BDO notifier. Now, I'll give a little quick history about this application. Back in 2005, if I'm not mistaken, it may be 2006, but I think it's 2005-06, where I actually began writing that application, the BDO notifier. This application was going to be something I could give my listeners, and they could install it on their computer, and the application would basically slide up a little MSN-style notification on your taskbar whenever a live show would start at BDO Radio. The idea was to get people not to have to subscribe to the mailing list, which, you know, you don't always check your email every second, so you're not going to know right away when we're on live. This was also a solution to last-minute live shows where we don't even have any time to send out the mailing list. We just go on the air and we feel like going on the air. You know, some unannounced shows happen very often at BDO Radio. And, you know, we needed a tool to increase the audience, especially on those types of shows. So the notifier was, like, I'd say a 60% success only. Reason being that while it did what it was supposed to do, it had issues of, for one, compatibility, and for two, it would interrupt 3D shooter games, and I battled with those issues for so long to the point where I felt it was just a big fat waste of time and people are getting basically, you know, discouraged with the versions of the notifier that were available. One was not compatible, but if it worked, it would not interrupt 3D shooter games, full screen games, anything that's full screen. And the other version, it worked fine, but it would interrupt any game you'd play. So it was a big mess. When I reopened the project in December 2008, excuse me, this past month, I decided I would actually go really smoothly about it and make sure I would carefully review each step that I take to develop the application properly. Well, look at this. You know, at this point, I've just released the second update on the BDO notifier version. They're not necessarily bug fixes, they're improvements. At this point, it's called the BDO Notifier Taskbar Edition 2009, and it's available for download right now. You can type in your web browser www.bdoradio.com/notifier, NOTIFIER. And you got a little screenshot there of the application, actually, with an animation of what it looks like when a live show starts at BDO. It starts blinking and pops up that little bubble notification. The latest version has been tested in every way possible to make sure that it does not do the good old interrupting full screen games anymore. In fact, there's no way it can do that anymore. And on top of that, the big fun part is here that I've added the bubble notification option in there, and there's even an option now. It's turned off by default when you install it, but there's an option to get an audio notification as well, and it's a smooth little sound that I recorded myself that tells you that BDO has a show going on. Basically the application is ultra light. I've tested it and ran it for weeks on several computers. So have a couple of listeners I passed on the application to. So it's always very thoroughly tested before it's released, out there. So now the latest version at this point while I'm recording this show is 0.7.7. And it's the second public release of the BDO notifier, and the latest features in it are the bubble notification and the audio notification. So if you don't have those in the one you have, and you have the taskbar edition, the one with the icon in the taskbar, well, go update your version so you can get the audio notification option, and especially the bubble notification option, which is pretty cool. That one is on by default. I don't see why people would not like that feature, and they can turn it off if they don't like it. Anyways, so that's it for the BDO notifier. Now, man, I'm making this segment long. I don't want to get too boring here, but I must add another detail. You can actually get another way. Now, if you're not cool with installing an application like the BDO notifier to get word about live radio shows at BDO Radio, and you're not even cool with the idea of subscribing to the mailing list, fear not. Here's a great solution. If you use MSN Messenger, yes, MSN Messenger, You want to add the address msn@bdoradio.com to your contact list. As soon as I can, I'll authorize your request to be added on the list. If it doesn't happen right away, don't worry. It just means I'm not around. I tried to do it as soon as possible for everyone. So add msn@bdoradio.com to your MSN contact list, and I will authorize you. And that's where you're going to get a word the second a live show starts via MSN, so you won't have anything to install or deal with, no mailing list to manage, no emails to check, just a little MSN message every now and then. And yes, I do sometimes use that account to actually carry out conversations with my listeners. It's fun. Not during live shows. I rather use the chat room so I can talk with everyone. But off the air, sometimes, you know, hey, I got nothing to do. I'll talk to my listeners. So that's it. I'm going to wrap up segment number one now. It's so fucking long. A skit and then the news.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
Somewhere in Tokyo, it's 3 p.m. and we don't care. Hi there, I'm Joe Harry from bong.dhs.org. You might remember my voice from such tutorials as putting up on your promise to have sexual relations with your friend's mom. This series is entitled In the Ideal World. In this edition of In the Ideal World, we'll cover getting into a car accident. Getting into a car accident. In the ideal world, getting into a severe car accident would sound like this.
Oh, shit. God damn it. Well, the other car looks damaged. I better go see the guy. Sir, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. My car's not, though. Ah! Oh, I think my arm's broken.
Hang on.
What are you doing? Are you going to help me?
Sure. I'm going to fetch my body injury repair spray.
Oh, thanks. That stuff should work in seconds.
Yep. Ah, there. I always carry a can in my dash. I'll just apply the spray on your broken arm here.
Ah! Oh, wow, I can feel the fracture repair itself.
There, all done.
Wow, my arm is as good as new. Now, would you happen to have brought some car damage repair spray as well?
Actually, don't you have a can right there on your dash?
Oh, look at that. I forgot I bought one of these yesterday.
Just get out of your car and spray it all over.
That's what I'll do. Wow, look at all the sheet metal come back with new paint on. It's like the car's new again.
Yeah, these new sprays rule. They repair everything.
They sure do. Wow, I'm done. Have the can for your car. You got hit pretty bad too.
Sure, thanks.
No prob. Hey, when we're done, you want to go back and smash into each other again?
I thought you'd never ask. Of course I want to do it again. That was so cool.
In the real world, getting into a severe car accident sounds like this.
Oh, shit. God damn it. Wow, the other car looks damaged. Maybe I should go see the guy. Sir, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, my car's not, though. Ow, I think my arm's broken.
Hang on.
What are you doing? Are you going to help me?
No. Move over. I'm just reaching for your wallet.
What? Hey, come back, you asshole. Help me. I'm injured here. Ow.
This is Joe Harry wrapping up this edition of In the Ideal World. And remember, the world is not ideal, it's real.
And now, the news with Bong Lit Up and Alexander Hash.
Yo, what's up? This is your host, your news guy, Bong Lit Up, for the BDO Radio News for January 10, year 2009. You know what I'm saying? Now, there's been something crazy in this province of Canada here, where we reside in the province of Quebec, with a majority of Francophone people. There's a building where there was a lot of weed growing going on, and there was so much weed growing on that it was almost dangerous to try to disassemble the installations. So, you know, the cops eventually busted the place because it really, it really,
they really stank. They had problems controlling the odors. You know, the growers were unable to hide the odors because they were just growing too much fucking weed. 10 stories high of weed on a building that took an entire fucking block. You know what I'm saying? So what happened is the cops, instead of trying to remove the weed from there, they decide to burn down the whole building. You know, they evacuate everybody. The only thing that there was in there is a few growers and like thousands of weed plants. So, you know, they decide they burn the building. Now, while they figured it was a good idea, the cannabis smoke, you know, from the burning plants, it actually covered not only the entire city of Montreal, but it also covered the entire province. And the entire province within 5 or 6 hours, you know, depending on the air currents and shit, you know, the entire fucking province was completely fucking high. You know, even the politicians. Now, there was a press conference by the Prime Minister not too long ago. Now, let's listen to what he has to say.
Skyless, we're sorry for the incident where we get everybody high from burning the building. Is the police that figure it good idea to burn building? Because removing cannabis from building would dangerous, could cause electrocution and big problem fire. So we figure just set building on fire, Kremlin bots down, and it get entire province high. We very, very apologize, but there are positives come out of this. Positive thing is sales on Pepsi, Chip, and Mae West go up $3 billion in last 3 hours.
Yeah, so there is one positive thing. As the guy said, I'm going to try to translate from that really coarse French accent, well, Quebecer French accent. He's saying that sales on Pepsi, Chips, and Mae West have gone up by $3 billion in the last 3 hours over there because of everyone being high, so that's a positive thing for the economy. But he also says that he apologized very much for the mistake of burning the building. So that's it for the news of January 10, year 2009. I'm your host, Bong Lit Up, and next, it's the weather with Alexander Hashio.
And now, the news with Bong Lit Up and Alexander Hash.
Yeah, it's me, Alexander Hash, for the weather for January 10, year 2009. And, this is bullshit. There's snow falling all the time. I mean, when winter starts, you know, it's okay to have a little snow. But then you get the first snowstorm, you gotta shovel that shit out of the way. And man, now it doesn't want to stop and it's at the point where winter's just a load of bullshit that you got the feckin' shovel out of your driveway to get your feckin' car out. To get over this bloody winter blues bullshit, what I do is, I have to make like this cocktail with, like, I take 2 acids, 1 Vicodin, 3 shots of vodka, and then I just smoke weed for hours on end to try to forget, man. This is unbearable. This is truly unbearable. It's a bullshit winter. And if you'll excuse me, because it was snowing again, like, not long ago, so I just, the acid that I took is kicking in. The Vicodin's already, like, really, really wet. And where? It's like, I can't take this anymore, man. I'm gonna go crazy, or I just, maybe I'll just spend the whole winter high. Where? So that was like the weather for BDO Radio, with Alexander Hash, yours truly. And, this really sucks. This is bullshit. Thanks for listening to the weather. I'll see you in the next show for the news.
BDOradio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
Would someone please let me teabag my balls in their mouth?
Yeah, Santa. Yeah. Hey, Santa Claus.
Children, calm down, children.
Hey, what's
children?
You just did a flip with the bag of
right
shit,
now.
Man. But please say
today.
Yes.
Ho.
Some
ho.
What do you want?
Ho.
I want everything.
I'm a.
Give me every toy. Santa Claus.
Okay.
Man.
I'm gonna give you very special gifts today. Ho.
Give me a
PlayStation. Before I give you gifts, I gotta relieve myself.
How come your eyes are red, Santa? What are you doing with this pipe?
Oh,
the Christmas spirit.
No, children, that is smoke from my tobacco. It's green. My tobacco is green. It's Christmas tobacco.
But
ho 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 ho.
Why do you have a big pipe
thing in your pants?
Usually you have a small pipe.
Because green tobacco of Christmas is very good.
Santa.
Here's some green tobacco.
What are you doing?
I gave the children some Christmas tobacco.
Whoa. Hey, can you give me a pizza, Santa Claus? I want a pizza. Give me chips.
Now it's very funny, ho ho ho. I mean, not ha ha ha, but ho ho ho.
Can you give me a little thing to like food?
Children, please, relax now. We're all
food.
Like, you know, you can like mellow out and like, you know.
Mama, I want food.
What the fuck do you want for Christmas?
I want a fucking truckload of eggnog, man.
What the fuck?
Give me Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. And
I want
ho ho ho.
I want poutine.
And here's more Christmas tobacco.
Thank you for going doing business.
I want some more Christmas tobacco, please, Santa.
I'll give you more Christmas tobacco now. Here you go. This green Christmas tobacco.
Is there enough for the whole year?
Green Christmas tobacco is very expensive.
Okay, though.
You can ask that for your gift, though.
For my birthday?
Green Christmas tobacco and can sell it to your parents. I mean, I can bring it through the chimney to your place. Ho, ho, ho.
Three turkeys and a truckload of eggnog.
But why don't you want some green Christmas tobacco? I can sell it to your parents right now. I mean, I can bring it down your chimney on Christmas night. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho. That sounds good, Santa. Well, can I see your stuff, man?
Here you go.
This was a short, stupid, but pleasant advisory.
So, you fixed up their whole ship? How much was the job?
Damage wasn't so bad, but their ship needed high-quality parts, man. I figure we just made 120 big off them.
So, they run a $120,000 bill here, and you don't even check their credit?
Do you ever check credit on people with such nice ships, man?
Listen, if they had arrived here by their own means, I'd say. But you found these guys stranded out there, unable to fly because they didn't have any working engines.
Actually, they had one damaged and, like, one stolen.
Stolen? How do you know that?
What?
How do you know they didn't sell the missing engine?
What? Why would someone sell their own ship's remaining functional engine, man?
You're in the Silvershine Zone, Steve. That kind of thing's not only possible, but it's rather common. There can be far worse, trust me.
Yeah, well, that excludes people from Sierra.
Wait, they were from Sierra?
Yes.
Sierrians are usually trustworthy, I admit. You didn't tell me they were Sierrians.
You didn't ask.
I just hope you made the right choice. 120K is a lot of cash. When did they say they'd pay us back?
Well, I gave them the 30-day notice.
The Samson Haley Chronicles. Starring Budweiser. Episode number 3.
We lucky, because we spaceship from Siawa. People very trust us.
Man, that was like smart, man. So they fixed everything and they think we're like paying back, man?
Yes, and they also replaced missing engine you sold for quack.
Wow, man. Now we have to find $120,000 now, man. You know, man?
Yes, now you think wise. We repair for repairs and weave this zone.
No, man. We find $120,000 based on, like, the fact that we'd really like to repay the guys who fixed our ship. But then, man, once we find the cash, at the last minute, instead of paying back the repair shop, we turn around, give in to the desire, man, and buy crack with the money, man!
No! No more quack!
When traveling in space, the Milky Way galaxy at least, being a Sierrian is the equivalent of an illegal Mexican immigrant in the 21st century getting a free green card while smuggling himself through the U.S. border. The title of citizenship on the Renown system alone was an all-access card to instant trust, respect, and unlimited credit. Haley's Japanese shipmates had just dealt with two interstellar workshop cargo pilots who came across the immobile starship Horizon on their way to deliver their weekly stock of parts. The pilots agreed to refer the Horizon's crew to their workshop, tow the Horizon and hangar free of charge and even allow the shop to perform all the work on credit. Sierrians were simply not to be questioned. They'd be very likely to get their money back. While staff at the workshop trusted the Sierrians in general, they weren't aware of the fact that they had just ultimately done business with Samson Haley, who, while his current descent into crackheadedness was already quite horrid, was only at the beginning of his person's degradation into drug addiction. Under his watch, the shop's workers would never see their money again. On the Starship Horizon, Samson Haley's crack jar is running low. Very low.
Man. Wow, man.
Captain Haley, please, no smoke quack near me. I don't want to bleed smoke. It made me cough.
Man, no, man. Embrace it, man. It smells good.
It smell bit good, but...
What is it, Ensign Sakatawa?
Captain, can I have a lock?
A rock?
Lock.
Rock.
Rock.
Close enough, man. So, you want a rock? See, man? See? I knew it would grow on you, man.
Just one rock to try. You smoke smell very good.
It feels really good, too, man. Here, man, try it. But, man, we're going to have to find more after, man, because I'm almost out, man.
It is a known fact that in the Silvershine Zone, newcomers get addicted to some form of drug averagely 2 hours after their first visit. This is a statistic that Sierra would have never picked up. It can be found in The Silvershine Zone's Guide to a Pleasant Psychotropic Experience, a booklet that was produced by two different groups of drug dealers in the area who wanted to help visitors avoid the darkness of the zone, all while enjoying the best possible prices, quality, and experiences with drugs during their stint in this ghastly part of space. While Haley was successfully dragging Ensign Sakatawa into crack addiction, the Sierrians assigned to monitor Samson Haley were in the process of guiding three rescue shuttles in the direction of the Starship Horizon. Unfortunately, before the shuttles could respond to the distress call, the lead pilot suffered an aneurysm and spontaneously became mentally retarded.
Pilot, what's wrong?
Pilot, ship guiding!
Pilot, tell me what's wrong!
Captain, I think he's trying to tell the automatic guiding and positioning system something.
That destination could not be recognized. Did you say Horsehead Nebula?
It's not getting what you're trying to say, pilot.
That destination could not be recognized. Did you say Prineville, Oregon,
pilot,
Earth?
What are you trying to tell it?
That destination could not be recognized. Did you say Orion?
Are you trying to say Helibon?
No, he's trying to say Shedithron.
That destination could not be recognized. Did you say Saphir Formiquon AG?
Pilot, what's going on with you? I think you should call medical bands, and the pilot isn't well.
The issues encountered by the Sierrians with the pilot caused the rescue missions to be delayed by 7 weeks. Had anyone paid a closer ear to what the unfortunately sick pilot was saying, they would have understood that he was simply trying to point the automatic guiding system to the Starship Horizon's coordinates, which had just been retrieved by the ship's computer scanners. Meanwhile, back on the Starship Horizon, Afakatayake Sakatawa is trying to explain to his two very high shipmates that there are two unknown shuttles approaching.
Asumakata, isasurwa, pushitatakata.
What, man? What is he saying?
I don't know. Japanese very difficult when high.
Pukosata, hiroshamaya, sekatata.
Akatama, shisokotaya.
Brother, you know I cannot speak English, or very barely. Now, you're as high as our incompetently intoxicated captain, and I'm trying to tell both of you there are two unknown shuttles approaching. Man, I believe I may be too high to process Japanese. I can admit it fine, but understanding is rather out of the question now. Do you think you can say it to Haley in English?
English.
Yes, brother.
Captain Harry.
Wow, man. Your brother's like speaking English?
Yes, listen.
Two ship go into you.
Into me? What? Ships? Is there two ship approaching?
Do you mean there's like two ships approaching us?
Yes, I think he said that.
Man. What do you want, shuttle driver people?
We are the Electro Pencil Falcor 6. We have come to claim our $800.
Oh, man. Electro pimps. Maybe they have crack.
Maybe. But we also owe money to them.
Man, maybe they're coming to give us more crack.
Please transfer the funds to our account now.
Shit, they want pay.
Man, why can't they just give us crack and leave? Can you, like, give us crack and leave, guys?
We will wait 3 minutes. If you do not transfer the funds, we will open fire.
Fire? Like, fire up the pipe, man?
No, fire as in destroy your motherfucking asses.
Now that two out of three of our main crew are addicted to crack, how are they going to handle this medium-sized crisis for quick money? Will they find an ingenious way to repay the Electro Pimps, or will they try to escape without paying, possibly putting themselves in 10 times more danger? Find out on the next episode of the Samson Haley Chronicles.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
It's the end of the holiday season. The long break is over. You may feel hungover on long term or may have gained weight. And if you're poor, charitable donations have ceased coming into your household. But don't worry. If you're poor or want to lose weight, donate yourself to the BDO Jingle Bells Foundation, who will in turn hand you to the BDO Pimping Division and let you prostitute yourself. You'll be making ends meet in no time, especially if you're a hot chick. If you're an ugly-ass, fat, wide-load man or woman, don't worry. Prostitution can always get you some income. This was a message by the BDO Radio Jingle Bells Foundation. Thank you, and see you next year.
Case 87632450649857652451647868. The plaintiff, Father P.I. Staker, claims the defendant, Anita Bonghit, failed to provide religious services after a Sunday Mass. The defendant, Anita Bonghit, says the plaintiff refers to fellatio as religious services and is a perverted pimp poised on converting the neighborhood's virgins into his hoes.
All get your asses up, put your hands up in the air, and wave them like you just don't care.
You are about to enter Judge Bob's courtroom. The people are real. The cases are real. The judge is fake. And the rulings are final.
Bob Peeps have been sworn in. You may proceed, y'all.
Alright, let me just do this first.
Oh, hey, Bob. By the way, lunch coming up in half an hour. I don't have any money. Can I bump $5 off of you, man?
You can bump $5 off me, bum, but then I'll have to charge you 10 or 15 for it and then sue you for 25.
God damn it. I can keep this and eat with it?
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. Okay, man. Is that a spliff you're lighting?
Hey.
Wait, Judge, I just like a little toke before we get started, yo.
Well, can I smoke some first?
Oh, yeah, true. Still lighting it. People, it's not going to be too long. In fact, get your asses back up in the air.
No, you may proceed. Let's go.
Okay, let's go. Wait, that toke before we proceed, yo.
All right, good all day.
I hand it back to you. You do your trial. Thanks, man.
You know what I mean?
I mean, Judge, this is good shit.
I know. This is some shit that it was in evidence last week.
Oh, nice. Okay, thanks for the hit and the $5, Your Honor. You may proceed.
All right, so what seems to be the problem?
Like I read the cases to you, the plaintiff, Father P.I. Staker, claims the defendant, Anita Bonghit here, failed to provide religious services after a Sunday Mass.
I forgot.
Oh, yeah, Anita Bonghit says that the plaintiff is referring to fellatio as the Sunday Mass.
Where is Miss Bonghit right now?
I'm here, Your Honor.
Where?
Right here.
Oh, that's you in that purple dress?
Yeah, that's me.
I thought I was talking to Barney for a second.
What? What'd you say about
I object!
What? You're the judge, Your Honor. You can't object.
Overruled! Proceed.
So do I tell my story, Your Honor?
Oh, you must be Father Piss Staker.
Your Honor, you got my name wrong.
No, here it is. Father
P.I. Staker.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's better. That's better. Thank you, Your Honor.
You read it. Now, you know, it's just your name's weird because you look at it real quick. Piss Staker.
Yeah, but that's. I actually don't get that at all.
You know, when I was three and I used to take pisses around the bush, they used to call me little Nicky Piss Staker.
Can I proceed now?
You don't tell me to proceed, I tell you to proceed, now proceed.
Okay, here we go.
Bailiff, where's your lighter?
Here you go, man. Two weeks ago, I was giving mass, and Anita Bong, being such the sinner she is and everything, she wanted to provide me with some religious services after such a good mass. And being the sinner she is, she should have done it, and she didn't, and now I'm claiming this.
Okay, but as a result of...
Your Honor, he referring to religious...
Was I looking at you, Barney?
What? You call Barney again? I come up there and I smash you in the
face,
bitch!
No, this is my courtroom.
Yo, courtroom.
Listen, I didn't ask you your side of the story yet. So you're just going to sit there quietly? While Mr. Piss Taker, Mr. P.I. Staker, takes his statement down to the laboratory so we can analyze it more profoundly.
The laboratory?
Right here, right now.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Okay.
Proceed.
So she did not provide religious services, and basically...
What do you mean by religious services?
Well, I wanted her to, get on her knees and make a prayer to Rod. God.
Oh, okay, yeah, God, yeah. Mm. I can see where the confusion is between Rod and God.
The sinning and...
Yeah. Okay, Miss Bong Hit, now you may talk.
Okay. Yeah, he referring to fellatio as the religious services.
Now is fellatio a cousin of yours?
No, a blowjob. He wants to get his dick sucked.
Blowjob is your cousin?
No, he wanted me to get my knees and suck his dick,
so
bitch.
Who's your cousin?
There ain't no cousin here.
Overruled objection, I agree.
What? Yeah, but... whatever, Your Honor.
Okay,
anyway,
proceed.
So this guy's a perverted pimp, and he's got a crazy plan, where I know he's got this plan, and he's planning to take all the virgins in the neighborhood and make them hoes.
Are you a virgin, ma'am?
No, I am not, but
so
I know
have
some
nothing
virgins,
to worry
but
about.
I know some people being converted by this guy. He's perverted. He's a pimp.
Okay, Father Piss Staker, P.I. Staker.
Yes.
Sorry, Mr. Staker.
Your Honor, can I...
Overruled!
God damn it. Anyways, yes, you were asking, Your Honor.
What's all this about virgin hoes? Is there any truth to this story?
No, there is not. I
are you sure? Because you know what, we could make an arrangement if there was really something.
Why you'd be interested in some services?
You know,
because I can have some ladies provide some services to you if that's what you're talking about.
Okay, then.
Could be true. Could be
case
true.
Dismissed.
Wait, you're on. I'm cleaning it. You're not making me a favor here. You're not.
We have a deal. Case dismissed.
What? God damn it.
You are watching Judge Bob. And now, a word from the plaintiff.
What's that you're telling me?
What? Why is this little guy telling me that this judge was fake, but the ruling is final? So I come over here, I try to set it up with this fake-ass judge, and I set him up with some free hoes, and he dismisses my case? This is bullshit! This is just bullshit! It's complete fucking bullshit! And now, a word from the defendant.
I got nothing to say, you fucking asshole! Get that camera off my face!
Next time on Judge Bob.
I do the objection.
No! You
it's
don't get
my
it.
Courtroom.
It's the attorney that does the objection.
No,
you overrule it or sustain it.
It's not judge attorney. It's Judge Bob.
Bullshit.
I'm Judge Bob.
To get tickets to the next edition of Judge Bob, you can go fuck a count.
BDO Radio show number 23, and this time it's me for the last segment. Hello, and we got a really, really special surprise on this show. A guest that is one of the huge stars in Drug Ring 2167 and now has his own spin-off show. Please welcome to BDO Radio on this podcast in the studio right now, Samson Haley. How are you doing, Samson?
Man, I'm doing good, but, you know, I can't see any, crack pipe or rocks or anything. Did you, mislead me and tell me you'd give me crack?
Oh, right. Okay, no, it's true. He's not going to do the show if I don't give him a little crack. It's in my pockets, but here it is.
Man, you had it in your pockets? Wow, look, it's a bag of crack you're holding, man.
Yes, it is, Haley.
Give me a second. Now I'm just going to get you a rock.
Man, no, man. Take the other one, man. It's bigger, man.
Okay.
Thanks, man. Ring. Whoa, man.
All right, wait a minute. Samson, you just... are we going to be able to do this interview? You look fucking high.
Man? What?
The interview, Samson. You're at BDO Radio in the studio doing an interview.
Man, I can hear you a little, but can you, like, not speak Japanese? And what's this beeping, man?
Dude, Samson, there's no beeping. You're just fucking high, man. Can you just shake it off a little bit? Come on, just come through this interview, okay? Man, why did I give him a rock before?
Man, okay, man, I can kind of, like, distinguish what you're saying. I think, like, you want to interview?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Thank God crack doesn't last too long. So, Samson, can you hear me?
Yeah, man.
Now, first question, people must be wondering, you know, are you someone who's gone into outer space, into a zone of the galaxy, and smoked a lot of crack and got addicted to it? And do you really come from outer space, from the Sierra system?
Man, no, man. I'm just a really, really big-time crack addict, you know, from Toronto, man. And I need a rock right about now.
You just had a rock, Samson.
Man, I know, but, you know, I like rocks, man. I want another one.
Look, is this interview going to be composed of rocks?
Man, an interview composed of rocks? Really?
Hang on.
Man, give me the largest one, man.
Okay, but you know that the largest one's not the largest one anymore now because you already smoked the largest one.
What, man?
Never mind.
Thanks, man. Oh, man. Oh, man, that wasn't strong enough, man. Give me another one.
Aw, come on, Samson, dude. We're in the middle of an interview.
Man, just one more?
Jesus fucking Christ. Here you go.
Yeah. Whoa, man.
Okay, Samson, do you think you can answer, like, at least a second question during this interview? Samson?
Man, please stop the telephone, man.
The phone's not ringing, dude. I'm talking to you.
Man, I can't hear you because the phone's ringing.
It's not ringing, dude. I'm just talking to you.
Man, every time you start talking, you make the phone ring, man.
Dude, the phone's not ringing. I'm just talking to you.
Oh, man. Whoa. So what did you want to say, man?
Well, listeners must be wondering, how much crack do you smoke a day?
Well, man, how much can you give me, you know?
Okay, this is not about how much I'm going to give you. It's just how much you can smoke a day. Okay, what's the most you've ever smoked in a day?
Man, back when I was in Toronto, you know, before you hired me for the series, I was, like, high all the time. I don't know, man. I forget. I spent, like, $5,000 in 2 hours once.
Whoa, $5,000 in 2 hours.
Man, I need a rock right about now. Do you mind?
Wait, but... An expensive interview, eh?
Man, thanks, man.
Samson? Samson? Oh, God damn it. Okay, well, why don't I just keep going with this talk segment? Because I don't think Samson's going to wake up anytime soon. That hit just fucking wasted him. God damn it. I was supposed to do an interview segment, a normal one, for once. So, anyways, that was Samson Haley, people, from Juggering 2167, the recently completed radio play series. Now I'm actually going to go on to reminding you about a few things that I mentioned in the first segment. First off, don't forget the BDO Notifier is now available for download, the newest version, the Taskbar Edition. Unlike the old version, which didn't have really any way to close it or anything, you'd start the application and it would disappear until the live show starts. This is a bit retarded of my part to do that. Now there is a taskbar icon
with the application. The taskbar icon blinks when a live show begins, and there's a bubble notification that pops up and an optional audio notification. Latest version is 0.7.7. Download it from www.bdoradio.com/notifier. Notifier. That's for the notifier. And the other thing is the new MSN account that I opened solely for BDO Radio listeners. Not just to announce you of live shows, but if you want to ask me a question about the show or something like that, you can go ahead. When I'm around, I won't mind answering a message or two from some listeners, having a conversation or two. I mean, you know, with listeners, it's always fun to do that. You know, keep in touch with the audience. But it's also mostly used to notify you guys about a live show starting on the radio feed, so you don't have to subscribe to the mailing list or stuff like that. So the way you do this is you add to your MSN Messenger contact list, msn@bdoradio.com. That's msn@bdoradio.com. So do that if you're not cool with installing the notifier or subscribing to the mailing list. Next best way to do it is that way with the MSN. In fact, it's one of the best ways. I'd like to make a little mention and thank J-Man for that idea. And I can't believe I haven't come up with that one myself a really long time ago. A really, really long time ago. Anyways, so add that to your MSN contact list and we'll be in touch. You'll be able to know when there's a next live show. And podcasts like these, when they get released, you're going to get a word about those too. So it's the new way of letting you know about shit at bdoradio.com. You know what I'm saying? Oh, before I forget, I want to make a mention about the skits in this show. While I said they were all going to be new in the first segment, I did not know how I was going to assemble this show. I decided to include a skit that I wanted to bring back at BDO Radio for a while. I've been talking about it all holidays long because I've been smoking a lot of weed during the holidays. So I kept saying Christmas tobacco, ho, 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 just like in the BDO Radio skit entitled Christmas tobacco. And you did already hear this one on the playlist. Now, that one's old. It's a total classic from very back in the days of BDO Radio. It's almost 10 years old, actually. So that skit is back in here because it was just so stupid and funny. And I kept reminding myself of it during the holidays and going, ho, 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 Christmas tobacco, every time I'd have a bong hit in the vicinity of people. So that's it. I just wanted to make a mention of that. And there's also, a loose Judge Bob clip. Now, that piece was obviously not a Judge Bob show, but just one case. I'm going to do that sometimes because there's so many of them that I do feel like including a few of them on podcasts. So, people, thanks for listening to show number 23, which is now wrapping up. And I'll see you in a future live show or a recorded podcast, but hopefully a live show. And hopefully you got that MSN contact and that notifier running to make sure you don't miss a beat. See you, people.